Okay, today's daf is Chala Daf Beis. We started a new Masechta last time, Chala Daf Beis, and we are on Aleph Amid Beis and Chala, a couple lines up from the bottom, but one ha'ar from last time. Yesterday's daf quoted the Mishnah from Masechas Trumos about Tapuach Shariska. One has we translate it as an apple, but whatever it is, whatever type of fruit it is, that was crushed, and it was used to help the leavening process, Machlokas Tanoim, whether that's Usur or not, meaning it was a Tapuach of Truma. Do we say that the leavening process is still felt, and that's a Davar HaNikar, and therefore it would be Usur to Zarim, and Rabbi Yossi says no, and the Gemara quoted the Machlokas about that. But that the Tapuach, the fact that it's used, is Meperos. That's Meperos, and there is a big discussion, big Machlokas we showed him in Maseches Psachim, about Meperos. The Gemara says, Meperos ein machmitzen. Meperos is not machmitz. The question is, what does that mean? What does it mean that Meperos is not machmitz? So if you look in Rashi says, Meperos ein machmitzen. Tosfos quotes it. Tosfos quotes on Lamed Hey Mebezim Sachim. Meperos ein machmitzen. Hainu. What does it mean? It doesn't ein machmitzen. Lischayev kares. Kedamina behedya. Ein chayavin al chimutzo kares. Avalav ispe. But it's still usser. May peros, along with flour, can make something chametz for the isser level, right? Not everything is schayef kares for chametz. Chametz is, right? Isser achila is full-fledged chametz, is usser with onish of kares. But chametz noksha and other taroves, other items are usser mishum lav. So avalav ispe, ubesamach nami, amrina ein lashin b'yayin v'shemen v'dash, v'yim lash, tisarif miyad. V'chachamim nami, d'amrid te'achel, hayna mishum d'yecholon l'shomer mena chametz. Kishar isa, avalav Kule alma machmitzen. That is Rashi. V'kasha to l'kama maskinan gabi kimcha deiv shuna avol mei peiros shari to mei peiros ein machmitzen mashba de sharina legamrei v'chein peiros rabbeinu tam de ein machmitzen kol iker mashba that it's not machmitz at all. Right. That is the shita of rabbeinu tam. So machlokas b'shonim. What does it mean mei peiros ein machmitzen? How do you understand that machlokas Rashi? And Tosfos, right? That Rashi is on the next daf. Look in the Meiri there in Psachim. He also discusses this machlokas. He says, "Isa shini losha b'yayin or b'shemun dvash b'sharme peiros ein chayav nachimutz akaris v'lo shetomar hatam mishum shekol sheini yotzei by dechavas matza ein chayav nachimutz akaris v'zu ein yotzei by dechavas matza shere ashirahi v'lechem oniksiv." Right, this is called lechem ashira if it's mei peiros, and we need lechem oni. That's why you can't use it for the mitzvah. Ad sheteamar mitokach ein chayavin bakaris. He continues and he discusses whether it is how do you understand? Vavdoli harabanim mefarshim shavu bishin chayav nachibutza kares noksha miyahave. That's Rashi. Gdoli rabanim. It is chametz noksha, meaning a low level chametz, inferior chametz. V'yeshba iser Torah ladaitam v'halashon mochiach kein. And the language of the Chazal sounds that way. Says the Meiri. Shalohiv kia ela mechiyev kares. V'chein hadvar mistayim mimasha amru. He quotes Gemara in Maseches Menachos. Fine. And then he quotes others, and he says, Rov mefarshim dochen is derehem, v'lomar shekol shebemei peiros ein machmitzen klau afilu lenoksha, umutter lechatchila. V'lo sof davar shein chayevam nachimutzam. Not only are you not chayev, elosh av lechatchila mutter lasos kein, you're allowed to ule shahosam kamashi yirtzu. Right, it's totally mutter. Right, machlokas rishonim. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether we use matzah ashira. The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Samach Beis in Arachayim, and Hilchos Pesach, May Peiros. Says the Shulchan Aruch, May Peiros below Mayim. Again, without any water. With water, it would be machmitz. But May Peiros below Mayim, ain machmitz in klal. It's not machmitz klal at all. What is he emphasizing? He's emphasizing that it's mutter. Mutter. Umutter lecho bepesach matzah shiniloshim and meperos afilu shasa kol hayom. Even if it leavened and it was there the whole day, that's not called chimutz, and therefore mutter. Aval ein yotza by dechovaso bepreshi matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is the opposite of lechem oni, poor man's bread. Ashira is not just water; it's something sweet, and therefore that you're not allowed to use for matzah. But it's not chametz according to the Shulchan Aruch. Kasvo achronim. So that's on the next. The halacha, the next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, may peiros imayim Mimarim lahachem is yotzer misharisa. Right, that's that could be even worse. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rov Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Tam, and what the Meiri calls Rov HaPoskim. The Ramah is in Sif Dalet. The Ramah is in Sif Dalet, where we're machmer for Shitas Rashi. Ubimedinos Elu ein nohagin lalush b'mei peres. We don't use mei peres. V'yafil l'ktofa matzos ein nohagin rak l'achra fiyasan pa'odim chamin ve'ein l'shanos im lo b'shas atchak. Unless it's shas atchak, l'tzarchei chole ozakin atzarechla. Right, so where does this come up? This comes up when Pesach, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. That's when, especially let's say in a hotel where you can't just eat rolls outside and then come in for the meal. It's too difficult with hundreds of people. So they sometimes use mei peres. They rely on this heter of litzarech when there is no other option. But this is the machlokas, but it connects to this Mishnah that was quoted from Trumas in terms of tapuach sherisku. Okay, now let's continue. Says the Gemara, ukema da'at amar. Four lines from the bottom here on Aleph, Amebeis, and Meseches Chala. Ukema da'at amar. Ein l'chabalde matzo v'chameitz ala chameishas minim bovad. What do we have on yesterday's daf? We had machlokas tanoim. What is the source for the limitation of only the five grains? Well, we're going to get back to that. Let's just review that because it's going to come up again on today's daf. Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yonah in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Right, Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that was the first makar. It was an internal makar from Chala. V'haya ba'acholchem milechem ha'aretz. Tarimu truma milechem alokol lechem. That was the makar of Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yonah in the name of Rabbi Yishmael quoted, it's the Gzeirah Shava from Matzah. Right, whatever could bali de chimutz by Matzah is what's the chiyuv of Chala. So we'll get back to that a little bit later. Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yonah in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. So now the Gemara says, just like Madat Amar in lecha bali de Matzah v'chametz, el mechamesh es minim bavad, if, just like you said, that only the five grains are related to Pesach, Matzah, and Chametz. V'dichvasa, similarly, but parallel, not exactly, ein lecha migarer im kulan, elachidim v'sarim bavad. The only ones we'll learn about halacha called Greira. That comes up later on Daf Lamed Aleph, where it Mishnah talks about if you have dough that is the shear only by a combination, so can you have some of the isa made from one type of flour and one from the other type? So the Mishnah says there on Laman Aleph Mabez, ha'ose isa min achitim umin ha'orez. If you make it from wheat and rice, im yesh batam dagan, chayev es b'chala. Right, if it has the tam of dagan, it's chayev. Even though the wheat doesn't have enough by itself, but if it tastes like it, then the wheat is gorer. It brings the rice with it, and it's a chiv and chala, and the Mishnah even says, v'yotzi ba'adam yechavaz b'pesach. Right, you could use it for Pesach, use it for Matzah, because that's defined as wheat. And ein botam yagan, if it doesn't taste like it, so then it's not chayiv and chala, and you can't use it for Pesach. So that's what the Gemara says, that there is a concept of greira, but that only applies to wheat and barley. Wheat and barley, look in the Mara Fulda, Savar Ashas, the Stama de Shas assumes the Lav Dafka Tnan Chitim. It's not only wheat, right? What does it say here? Chitim and Saorim. The Mishnah there only says Chitim. But the Stama de Shas assumes that it's Lav Dafka Chitim, also Saorim, Sheheni Karin Shalechem, Avaloim Shar Shloshaminim. The other three are not Gorer. But, says the Gemara, Rabbi Hila, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, the Rabbi Hila quotes Rish Lakish, who says, no. It's Dafka Chitim, and it's Dafka Orez. Rabbi Hila, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Lo Shaninu Ela Ha'ose Isa Min Achitim U'Min Ha'Orez. Veder Nigra Ela Ma'achitim Bovad. So Rabbi Hila, and then Rabbi Lakish, argues on the stomach of the Gemara. Some of the Gemara says that Mishnah may Isla Dafka, it's Chitim and Sa'orim. Are Gore the others? And Rabbi Hila says, no, only Chitim and only Orez, and we'll have to get back to that also by the Shaman Abba Beis. Weiter. Mahu shiyu chayavin al kali shalom mishem chadash. So we said in the first Mishnah that these five grains is what's asur mishem chadash. Right? The isur of anything that has taken root since last Pesach. The Mishnah said, asurin b'chadash milifnei Pesach u'miliksor milifnei ha'omer. Right? These five grains are asur. So ask the Gemara. One second. The pasuk by chadash says, v'lechem v'kali. Right? Separately. Separately. The pasuk says, two different stages or ways of preparing the grain. And the question is, fine, the lechem is limited because lechem is one of the five grains. But what if, Kali, what if you just roast the kernels? What if they roast the kernels? Is that also limited to the five or not? Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The hachik siva kra, the lechem b'kali v'charmel, lo soch lo aretz amayam hazeh. don't eat it, right, the chadash. Ube masisan sheninu, de elu hein minim asurim b'chadash, shar minim lo. So the lechem only includes those five. V'yalkein lo shamanu ela de lechem shelohen, eino asur mishim chadash. Umishim di'alfina lechem lechem y'pesach. De lechem eino kari ela ze abayu dechimet. So that word lechem, when you make it into a dough and you bake it, so that chadash is only going to be limited to the five grains. But hilchah sharminim shein bala dechimut, they're not included. Aval kali haynu she'osos on klayos bitanur, you just roast the kernels. Shela ola mein bala dechimut, there's never chimut there. There's no liquid that's added. You just roast it. So maybe if it's not in the world of chimut, then maybe it's not limited. Afilu b'chamisha minim she'elu shema af sharminim asurim. Bekali, right? Even those 5 minutes, nothing to talk about chimutz, maybe other things also, mishim chadash demayishna. That's the question. Do we say that it applies, that the isra of chadash, of kali, when you don't knead it and bake it into lechem, but it would just be roasted kernels, would we say that is included in the Gemara? Answers, no. There is no chadash. Why? Because of the hekish, amar Reb Zeira, ksiv, alechem akali v'charmel, lo sochlu. It says in the pasuk, all of these together. And we darshin es shechayavin al lechem shalom mishum chadash, whatever your chayav for its lechem, if you would bake it, chayavin al kali shalom mishum chadash. So then the roasted kernels also. Et she'ein chayavin al lechem shalom mishum chadash, whatever you're not chayav for the chadash, ein chayavin al kali shalom mishum chadash. So we exclude it. Fine. Says the Gemara. Just one other issue relating to chadash. Again, we mentioned it outside last time, but I'll mention it again, is the Bach. The Bach is the Heter. They quote a story of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov one time was going to get up and tell all of his chassidim, he had to be makpid for chadash, and that night the Bach came to him in a dream and said, no, I was mastig the minhag of Klal Yisrael, and you're going to be mosi laz al rishonim, and therefore, you know, you shouldn't make such a pronouncement and such an announcement. So he did it. But anyway, what's the Bach? The Bach is the one that says that chadash of non-Jews is mutter, even though it seems to be against many Gemaras, the Gemaras and the Rishonim, but here in Yerodea, Reisad the Gimel, he fights the Minog, he defends the Minog. Just again, the tour. Ksiv, Alecha Mekalil of Charmel, Losoch, Laretz Ameyam Azeh. Sha'asr Lechol, Mitfuas Chamesh Minim, Ad Sheyikrav HaOmer, Shutezayim Benison, you're not allowed to eat from the new grain. The Isser Zenoik, Bain Bizman Abayas, Bain Shalom Bizman Abayas, Bain Ba'aretz, Bain Machutz La'aretz, Bain Bishal Yisrael, Bain Bishal Goy. All of that, it sounds pretty clear. Ela shebizman sheha omer karav mutter miyabashisha asar benisan achar hakravaso lekrovim sheyodim shekvar karav. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, once the places close by know, so then they will be able to partake right away. V'larechokim michatzos ve'elach, and those who are far know that the kohenim's rizimim, and therefore by chatzos, right? Ada meheri bana Beis Hamikdash, maybe there'll be a mass WhatsApp, you know, sent out, or those, not everybody has WhatsApp, whatever, everybody will find out, you know, when the Omer is brought, and everything will become mutter. Ubizman Taleka Omer, and nowadays without Omer, Aser Kol Yom Tezayin, the whole day of the 16th of Nisan, as we know, Yom Hanif. Via Inna Shano Osim Beiz Yamim, and Achutz Laretz, Aser Kol Yom Yud Zayin, Ad Chilas Lo Yurches, Mishum Shu Safeg Yom, Shiva Asar. And that is the tour. And the Bach is there as a long piece where he discusses, again, trying to defend the minhag of Klal Yisrael. And he writes, minhag pashut b'malchusenu. Here in Poland, says the Bach. Bach is buried in Krakow, I think. Lino Keter. V'yavgdo the minhag is v'meko, which is has been true for hundreds of years, even though, Baruch Hashem, over the past 60, 70 years, there's been more and more kpeda. V'yavgdo li ha-torah shayu lefanenu. And he quotes those from earlier, previous generations, close, Rav Shachna, Shalom Shachna was one of the early, less known Polish leaders. For Shlomo Luria, the Marshal, buried in Lublin. V'talmideyem lo hayu osrin. V'shosen ha-sheichar shenasa mitfua shlo hitira omer. They drunk beer. Zulas mixas chasidim mikarov nizharu b'isr zeh. V'ani b'imei charfi, when I was young, belamdi meseches kiddushin, lefnei shloshim shana, 30 years ago when I first learned kiddushin, samti alibi la'ayin barazu, I did research on this, v'ra'isi she'en alach ha'psuka. I came to the conclusion that it's not so clear. V'sha'alti es ha'ma'ar ha'gadol barenu av liba bar betzalel, v'hitzeti lefana mashe ha'alesi b'mitsudasi. I told him what I came up with. Gam lefnei shar gdolei haTorah, v'lo haya misha sasra tzvarai. Nobody contradicted me. And he goes through all of the marmakoma. So he defends, but again, there's definitely a chachila to try to be machmid about it. And again, in Eretz Yisrael, it's accepted that people are careful about it. In Chutz Laaretz, it's not as accepted, but this is the sugya. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yirmiyah Gavoy Kumi Rabbi Zeira. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira the following question. So we just discussed when there's a mixture of grains, what is it considered in terms of the shear? And the concept of greira. So, and it's going to come up again more later. But we're talking about the five grains and the limit. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira the following. Irev arbaas, I'm going to switch the girsa, rovin. Bifnei atzman v'chimson. What happens if, we're about to ask, the chitim and the orez, the wheat and the rice, they weren't mixed together in a dough and then rose together. What if you let it rise separately and then you put them together? So is that enough to be mitztarif? Irev arbaz rovin, bifnei atzman v'chimson. You took four rovin, right? You need five to make the shear. But if you have four of wheat, and you were mechametz it, you leavened it by itself. V'arbaz ravin bifnei atzman of ores, the irvan, and you put it together by itself. So is that good enough? Meaning Rabbi Yirmiyah, who's asking the question, Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying maybe it shouldn't be good enough. Why? Because why is when you're, how does greira work? What's the lumdus of greira? How does it work when the wheat is combined with the rice? So Rabbi Yirmiyah is assuming that, you know why? Because the wheat kind of helps the rice leaven. And it takes part of the leavening process, the rising process. So here it didn't. Here, it was separate while it rose, each one of them, so therefore, it's not going to combine. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, I don't think this should combine, because the whole svara of greira is when they are together, the chitim is so strong that it helps the orez cause leaven. Says the Gemara, so hare, we're going to go with the question about the girsa here. We'll go with the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa. Hare b'shas chiyuvan einan ru'uyin lavol l'div batzav chametz. Because after all, it's not together in the leavening process. So maybe there shouldn't be chimutz, right? And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the afagav deba alma ha'orez nigrar, even though orez is usually nigrar with the chitim, hayna mishum ta chitim mevinos al yechimutz. Because the wheat kind of help it and push it and support it in causing chimutz. Aval hacha deshal chitim kvar hechmitza la'atzma, the chitim already became chametz by itself. Shuv eina mevi'ozo de chimutz. It's not going to help. V'hacha she'ein men achitim kishir tzrichi isazulis p'tura b'nachal. It's going to be pater. So that's his question. Answers Rebbe Zeira. Again, it's not in our girsa. Go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa. Omar lei hare mino kari lechem. No, it's called lechem. Meaning, what is Rebbe Zeira answering? Your svar of greira is wrong. The reason that orez and chitim come together and once they have the shear, it works, is not because that the chitim helps the orez leaven and they both combine. It's just that when you put this all together, it's called lechem. And if it's called lechem, that's good enough. It doesn't have to leaven together. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, klomar, afagav dein ruin level yechimutz. Nothing to do with chimutz. Mikom akom minu kari lechem, shachitim ima orez min lechem hu. So, machlok, it's formulated in the Gemara as a question and an answer, but really, as the Gemara is going to say, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. What is the svara for greira? Is it because they combine to leaven, and the chitim is so strong that it pulls up the ores to help it? Or no, just together, formally, it's called lechem. So now the Gemara says, this machlokas is connected to the two sources that we had on Amud Aleph. Because if you think back, again, Rabbi Yonah in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Rabbi Yossi was the first one. Rabbi Yossi said the first one, it's an internal source from Chala. Mi lechem haaretz. That has nothing to do with leavening. That's just mi lechem. Sounds like a formal requirement. These five are included and not others. The other source, Rabbi Yonah, says, no, it has to do with the connection to Pesach, and these five are machmes by Pesach. So says the Gemara, those are connected. Asya de Rabbi Yonah, who held second shot, Rabbi Yonah said, he's the one that's connected to Pesach, Rabbi Yirmiyah. He says, like Rabbi Yirmiyah was the one that asked the question here, he says, oh, it shouldn't be Mitzurif, right? Because they both hold that the issue is Chimutz and the Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Zeira, and Rebbe Yossi, who brought the first makar on Amud Aleph, Rebbe Yossi, who says that the makar is milachem, milachem alo kol lechem, that's why he's limited to five, holds like Rebbe Zeira, who says that nothing to do, what it's mini lechem. That's what the svara for greira is. So he connected, and now the Gemara explains. Asya, Rebbe Yona, Rebbe Yirmiya, Rebbe Yona, holds like Rebbe Yirmiya Kamod, Rebbe Yirmiya Omar, Achi Ekari Lechem, just like Rabbi Yirmiya says, it's the leavening, and therefore if it's leavened separately, and then you put it together, it shouldn't be good enough. Kach Rabbi Yona Amar Achi Kari Lechem. So to Rabbi Yona, on Amud Aleph, he's the one that said that what's the source for limiting it to the five grains, the Chiyuv of Challah, is the connection, the Gzeirah Shavah, to Pesach. And therefore, they both are of leavening as their factor. To Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe Zeira, and Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. Rebbe Zeira, Kamod Rebbe Zeira Amar, Mino Kari Lechem, just like Rebbe Zeira says, by the Greira case, that they, you put them together, it's a bread. Doesn't matter if it's not leavened together, it's a bread. Kain Rebbe Yossi Omer Mino Kari Lechem. So to an Abad Aleph, Rebbe Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Ishmael, Rebbe Yossi is the one that said it's formal definitions. Good. So this Machlokas, about issue one is parallel to Ishmach Logos in issue two. The Gemara just says one more line. Asya de Rabbi Yossi Karebi Hila. Afagav du Paligilohi. Remember we had on the top of Beis Amud Aleph, at the beginning of today's daf, we had Rabbi Hila. Rabbi Hila said, remember the Mishnah about Greira? The Mishnah said that the Chitim pulls the Orez. And the Gemara, the stomach, the Gemara said, oh, probably not just about Chitim, it's about Chitim and Saorim. Rabbi Hila said no. Rabbi Hila says it's only about Chitim, and only about Orez. That limitation, says the Gemara, Lachora is assuming like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Zeira, not like Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya. Why? Because if it has to do with leavening, then why should it be limited to Chitim? So Orin is also strong and should cause and schlep the Orez to leaven with it. The fact that it's limited to Chitim and to Orez, so it must be that Rabbi Hila is within that world of Rabbi Yossi, that it's about formal definitions, not about leavening. So Rabbi Hila has to have a Rabbi Yossi view. The Gemara adds, Avagav du Paligilave. Even though Rabbi Yossi is not forced to hold like Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Yossi, who says a formal din, doesn't have to say that it's, that Mishnah of Grey is limited. So Rabbi Hila has to be within a Rabbi Yossi world, even though Rabbi Yossi himself would not be limited to hold like Rabbi Hila by Greira. Good. Now we continue. A third pasuk, a third source for how do we know that the Chiyuv of Challah, the first Mishnah, what's our parak called? Chamisha Dvarim. Chamisha dvarim, chayavin machala, right, the five grains. How do we know that it's limited? So we've already had two sources, now we're up to number three. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman shama kulo min ahain kraye. He learns it from the following pasuk. The following pasuk in Yishayahu. The pasuk says, v'sam chita sora usaora nisman v'kusemes gvulaso. Right, that's the pasuk. And we're going to darshan this pasuk. Again, not talking about the, obviously the pashup shot of the pasuk, which we're not going to get into right now. V'sam chita sora sora v'kusemes gvulaso. V'sam chita elu chitim. That's a reference to wheat. Sora zushibola shual. Right, that's spelt. V'lamen ikram v'ashmora. Why is it called, I'm sorry, that's oats. Shual shual is the oats. V'lamen ikram v'ashmora. Yasuya kishura. It grows in a row. Saora, Ela Saorim, that's barley. Nisman, Zeha Shifon, that is the Shifon, which is the rye. Vakusemez, Zakusman, and that's spelt. And then what is it? Tinu Gvulasa was the last word in the Pasuk, and then a few words later, a few psukim later, it says the word Lechem. It says the word Lechem. So the Gvul, we darshan, Adkan Gvulosha Lechem. That's where the Gvul, the border of Lechem is, these five. So these five are alluded to in this Pasuk in Yishayo. As the Gemara asked the Pashut, question, one second. We had a Gzeirah Shavah, we had a Limud. We had a Gzeirah Shavah between two Pesukim in the Torah, we had a Limud. Here's a Pasuk in Yishayo, V'lameidim in a Kabbalah. You learn it from a Divrei Kabbalah. We're talking about a Din Daraisa, about Challah being limited. How could you learn it from a Pasuk in Yishayo? So, Amar Rabbi Simon, min ma dechsiv, because the Pasuk says there in Yeshayo, and the next Pasuk says, the Yisru LaMishpat Elokav Yorunu. The Yisru LaMishpat Elokav Yorunu, Hashem commanded. Hashem commanded. Look at the Marafolda. V'kivan Shehem Hora'a Me Hashem, Havele Ki'ilu Heim Divrei Torah. It's as if the Navi is saying, treat this like a Din D'Oraisa. That's what it's saying. Look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Mashma hakasev omer kach horunu alakav batorah hilka kemish hakasev batorahu. Maybe it's saying this is already alluded to in the Torah, but kemish hu dvar Torah says the Gemara, fascinating, that it's a divrei Kabbalah, but because the divrei Kabbalah, it's ke'ilu, the pasuk says in Yeshayo, treat this like a din daraisa. Treat this like a din daraisa. If you look in the back, the Minchas HaLazar, on his commentary here on the Yerushalmi, says, we have a concept called gilui milsa. Sometimes the Gemara will say, like the beginning of Baba Kama, remember that the Gemara says, oh, is this, how could this be a makar from Navi? So the Gemara says, no, it's not really a makar, it's just a gilui, that this is the reality, and this is what we should hold. But he points out that this Gemara doesn't say that. This Gemara has a different approach. He says, V'im kenu rak gilui milsa, he says, ulam nireh bab karkal Yerushalmi bazeh, lo svir lekashas Baba Kama, bebavli aniskar. If it's just gili milsa, you can learn it out from a pasuk ganavi. It doesn't sound like this is a gili milsa. Tim Kane, it should have said that. Elavadi de lo svirale kishas baba kama. Elavadi, sorry. Vadi svirale de yushami, bazet the divrei kabbalah kadivrei torah damya. Really, divrei kabbalah could be divrei torah in this type of circumstance where it's saying it explicitly. Avo betznai, va'ofan, it's not every pasuk in Navi, but Surim Sukkim, and he quotes a Rashi in Tainus, on Daf Tezvav, beginning of the second parak. The Maritz Chayas already says that Rashi in Tainus is not Rashi. Right? The differences, and he proves it. Look at the last Maritz Chayas in Tainus. At the end of his commentary, he says, these five rayas that I don't think Rashi on Tainus is Tainus, Tosfos doesn't quote him, and others. And you have some extra Hosafos in the middle of our printing of Rashi. So on Tesvav and Aleph, there is a Hosafa in the Rashi that says, maybe there's a difference in Navi between whether it's just formulated as a Derech Agav fact, or it's formulated as a command. That's the difference, what Rashi says. He says, Yukomakom Shah Navi Mitzave Umodia Umazir Es Yisrael Karile Kabbalah. Or Bechal Duchta Dolo is Pakin Navi Kihai. Vayaro Elokim, the pasuk by Ninveh, Hashem saw their tshuva. Shukim esaper vaholich, the yalef mine agav urche milsa lokarina lekabala. Divrei Kabbalah, it depends. If it's said as a tzivui, then fine. If it's not said as a tzivui, then it doesn't have that power. So he tries to say that there's a chiluk, but this Yerushalmi seems to be against the Bavli. It relates to the general relationship between Nevi'im and Tanakh, the and the Nach. Tanakh. We only learn halachas from Torah. Obviously, there are different Kabbalah. There are dinim derabbanan that we can learn from Navi. But here we're trying to learn a din daraisa. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Hakdama to Emes Liyakov on Chumash, he has a whole discussion of a different Rashi, a Rashi in Tainus on Daf Tes. The Gemara there, if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking to his nephew. He's speaking to a child of Reish Lakish, and he's asking him, a pshat of a pasuk, and then he says, "Mika midi diksivi b'ksuve t'lo remizi baraisa." Is there anything that's written in ksuvim that is not hinted to in the Torah? Rashi there, "V'lo ramza Moshe baraisa shahachumish hu yisod neviim uksuvim ubekulam yesh smach limso mina Torah." Wow, the chumish is the yisod of neviim and ksuvim, and there's always a smach. And Rabbi Yaakov compares this to Bryce's and Mishnah's. Just like Ilfa says, oh, you tell me a Braisa, and I'll find you the source in the Mishnah. So Nach, the messages and the halachas of Nach, could be found in the Torah. Anu lomedim anu hayachas ha'amiti bein ha'Torah levi b'ksuvim. Ein davar shein aromas ba'Torah, ha'fokba va'fokba tekulaba, ein shum matzav shein okasuba, shum she'ela shein nefteresba. Shiranes Purim, biksha Esther menas Sanhedrin, kisfuni l'doros. And they said, only Esther menatara minayin, haman menatara minayin, until they found it already, the hints to it. But he talks about that in this in the Mavo to his commentary Al Torah. Okay, let's just finish up the Amud. Amr of Simon, Ile Nashaya de Amrin. Those women that say, as a different drasha from the pasuk we just quoted. Those women that say, Lo Neil Banina Lekanishta, we don't have to bring our children to yeshiva. We don't have to push them so hard. In Chami Le Melef, if it appears to him that he's a good learner, Melef will learn in any case. We don't have to encourage him too strongly with prodding. Lo avden tabus, Rav Simon. That's not proper. Why? Ella, because of this pasuk. V'yisru la mishpat. They should push him la mishpat. Ella kuv yarunu, and then they'll learn. Look at the Mara folder. They say in Mazalo Mar she lamed, but lavachi yehi lamed lo tovin osin. Avivi imot zrichem liyasro. You have to push him. Vashem yerunas taraso. Again, it's the balance of pushing in a way that's helpful. And again, one has to know the generation that they live in and the child that's involved. You got to, again, you can't paskin based on one chazal. You got to put it all together and in that way be able to come up with a educational plan. Okay, we will stop here.